I'm Robin Chait, Associate Director for Teacher Quality at the Center for American Progress, and joining me is Kimberly Wilkins, a master teacher, and Adrian Davis, a principal at the Imani Charter School in Philadelphia. The Imani Charter School is one of 12 high-need urban charter schools implementing the Teacher Advancement Program as part of a teacher incentive fund grant in Philadelphia. Can you tell us briefly about how the Teacher Advancement Program works in your school? And Kimberly, what is your role as the master teacher in the school?
Well, at our school right now, we've been implementing the program for 3 years. We have two masters and we have three mentors. Each teacher has either a master or mentor that supports them. We do four observations, two announced and two unannounced. In our building, I support not only the masters but the mentors and the teachers in this ongoing process. We try to ensure that the staff, our career teachers, understand the TAP program and the rubric. Our language at Imani speaks straight from the rubric, whether or not they're working with teachers or they're working with grade group meetings.
When you conduct these evaluations or observations, what kinds of things are you looking for?
We're looking at instruction. We're looking at how instruction is implemented, how the students are responding to instruction. Everything on the rubric speaks to instruction, whether it's grouping, whether it's assessment. Everything points right to the instruction, how the children are receiving the instruction.
And how do you provide professional development to teachers to help them improve their instructional practice?
We have weekly professional developments on Thursdays. Throughout the day, the teachers go into the TAP office and they receive professional development. And they receive one-on-one coaching once a week as well. And once a month, we have school-wide where we don't have any students that day, and we have professional development also. So we not only have it once a week, we're able to do it once a month, and then they get one-on-one support from their master or mentor.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the role of the master and mentor teachers in conducting these observations and providing the coaching and the professional development?
excuse me. The master and mentor teachers are given a group of teachers each. Each window, we have four windows this year, and the windows, that means that, for example, the first window was unannounced observation. So myself, being a master and one of the mentor teachers, we would schedule when we were going to see our group of career teachers to observe them, and that's how we've done it this year, where the mentors and the masters have basically done their schedules together and going to observe a career teacher together. By doing that, we can ensure what's called inter-rater reliability, where we score the teachers together to see if we're on the same page. And not just to see if we're on the same page when we score them using the rubric, but a lot of times it's good to have another set of eyes in there during the observation to help to score a career teacher properly.
And how do teachers feel about these evaluations and your support?
I think for the most part this year, being as though this is our third year in the TAP program, those teachers that have returned to Imani, who were here when the program started, they actually, I think they look at the observation as not so intrusive as maybe it was when the program first started. I think a lot of our teachers look at the observation as a tool to see where and what areas they can improve.
And how do you think this program has affected teaching and learning in your building overall?
Overall, I think that, and by the way, our new staff too, Imani, when we did the hiring process, we would explain to them that this is a tech school and that, you know, all the ins and outs of what TEP is, and that they will be receiving these observations and, excuse me, the instruction is looked, is examined through the lens of the rubric. But I think overall, they see the importance of TEP and how TEP has not only improved their instruction, but how it has improved student achievement in the school overall, period.
And do you have evidence of improved student achievement?
I'm sorry?
Have student outcomes improved in your school over the past 3 years?
Yes. At the end of the year, we have what's called program review, where certain people in the TAP program come and evaluate our observations and how we've been doing data, our data, and, you know, they've seen gains there. And at the end of the year, we also see where we've made gains through our performance awards. So, meaning, as a school, we made, what, a 5?
Yes.
As a school, we made gains of a 5, which is a 2-year growth over 1 year.
Yes.
So, essentially, the students showed 2 years' worth of growth in one academic school year. We see growth not only that way, but we do 6-week benchmarks through a program called Foresight. So we're able to see improvement in that way, too, through the data.
Adrian, would you like to speak about the changes in teaching and learning that you've seen in the school as well?
Well, a lot of things that I've been noticing over this past year are the conversations from teachers have been geared around instruction. A lot of times you will hear teachers complaining about students and how students aren't listening and not doing their homework. The conversation in our building recently has been about instruction. Okay, what have I done in the classroom to help my students be more engaged in the learning, to be more receptive of the things that they need to do so that they can make improvements in their learning? So that's overall the conversations amongst teachers are different.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think that the program that you're implementing, how do you think that that program affected that change? How did it change the
Well,
the
it helped change because we're actually speaking the language of the rubric. The mm-hmm. conversations are based off TAP. When we brought that here 3 years ago, the conversations were about the children and the complaints of what the children weren't doing. Now that they're realizing that they have to become more self-reflective on what they're doing in the classroom, the conversations are geared more around, okay, instruction. So TAP brought that to Imani, and it has moved Imani from where it was a few years ago to where it is right now, which is in a school that's improving year after year.
What are some of the most important elements, do you think, of the program?
One is the accountability on teachers. When we look at instruction, we know we are the beginning and the end of how students achieve is through the teacher. So the accountability is on the teacher. Where before we can make excuses, oh, well, the children's home life, they don't have the support structures at home, they don't have this, they don't have that, it's made our teachers be more accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So we are holding them highly accountable for what they do in the classroom, and that is the big difference that TAP has brought to Imani.
And do you see a change in their perception of that?
For the most part, yes. Teachers are really caring about, okay, preparing themselves for the lesson, going in, and being more data-driven. We're looking at data more effectively nowadays, and teachers are seeing where their classes started and how they're moving them from one place to another.
Mm-hmm. And what role do you think incentives play in this program?
Like any program, incentives is an extra added bonus. When they realize that they get 50% of their payout from their SKR score, which is their observations, and they get the other 50% from the school making gains. So a teacher is more apt to look at what their refinement is and what they need to do to make improvements, and they're making those improvements. We've seen the difference between the teachers from last year and the scores that they had from last year to the first scores they got this year. A lot of our teachers are making improvements. So it's not only from the things that we're doing with the professional development, but it's the things that they're doing personally to make those change happen. make those changes happen.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, well, I think those are all of the questions. Thanks so much for being with us here today and sharing your expertise and your knowledge.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.